Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our agenda where we are in our public hearings. Tonight we have five public hearings. I believe we have a subdivision that is under our purview of the Planning and Zoning Commission. We also have two conditional uses, two changes of zones. I mention that because what the job of the Planning and Zoning Commission on the conditional use and the change of zone applications is to make a recommendation to Sussex County Council. County Council will hold a public hearing on these self-same changes of zones and conditional uses on December the 3rd. So anyone with an interest in either any one of these conditional use or change of zones is urged to attend the public hearing of County Council on December 3rd for their input. And we will start our public hearings, and I would like to have Mr. Robertson read to you the rules under which we will operate tonight's hearing. Before he reads that, I want to say one thing. Please turn off your cell phones and any electronic devices, because he's going to ask you to do it, and I want you to hear everything he has to say. It's very important. And Mr. Robertson, if you would speak into your microphone so the beautiful ladies in the back can hear what it is you have to say.
Thanks, Mr. Smith. I appreciate you asking everybody to turn their cell phones off so they can hear me ask them to turn their cell phones off. That's very helpful. As Mr. Smith stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. As Mr. Smith stated, if you have any telephone, BlackBerry, or similar device, we do ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone who is or that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.